Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 90 minutes and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air. Now the man who deftly crossed cleavers with Iron Chef Masaharu Morimoto in Battle Seaweed on Food Network's Iron Chef America, and also holds the Guinness World Record for the largest seafood stew, weighing in at an impressive 6,658 pounds. Here's your host, Chet Tila.
Good morning, team. Welcome to the SoCal Restaurant Show. We are with you every Saturday morning from 10:30 a.m. until noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. Guys, check us out on www.socalrestaurantshow.com, on that giant thing called the interweb, and of course on Facebook and Twitter. We are SoCal Restaurant Show, always happily brought to you by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Oh, producer Andy is so tan today, and he's wearing his Aloha shirt. Welcome back from Hawaii, Andy. How's it going?
Hey, Jet. Thank you. Well, you know, it's good to be back, but it was also great not having been in the islands in a number of years to spend a few days on Oahu and on the Big Island, which I'd never been before. And right. To hopefully bring that experience back to our listeners. You've been to Hawaii fairly recently, so we got a lot to talk about.
What our guests don't know is you've actually gone to Hawaii. You just came back a few days ago, and you've curated an all-Hawaiian show, my fair friend. So be ready for the next hour and a half. It's going to be all about Hawaii. And we've got some of the biggest legends, food experts. You name it. Andy, you've done an amazing job. How long has it been since you've been to Hawaii?
Four and a half years.
Wow, that's amazing. And then throughout this next hour and a half, we're definitely going to find out kind of what your highlights were. And you've brought, virtually some of the chefs back with you today.
Absolutely. And you know, given other circumstances, if we hadn't been preempted last week, mm-hmm. we would have actually done the show live from Honolulu. So we're trying to recapture that a week later.
Oh, you know, we're definitely going to. I'm not even worried. So just looking forward to the next hour and a half. We've got legendary chef. We've got Sam Choi. We've got Alan Wong. We've got Matthew Gray, who actually was a chef and then a writer, and now he probably leads, I've been on his tour, but he leads the best food tour on Oahu, period, end of story. And then you're going to take us to other places like the Kamehameha schools, et cetera.
We're going to the Big Island, and we're going to do some agritourism. But in the meanwhile, we have somebody very important waiting in the wings, Chef Tila.
You bet. So our first guest today, again, like we said, a former restaurant critic for the Honolulu Star Advisor, and then chef from Los Angeles, chef by background. Matthew is now the owner and operator of Hawaii Food Tours. They've been voted number one tour in Hawaii for 2 years in a row. So Matthew views himself as Hawaii's ambassador for those who love food, fun, and we totally agree. So without further ado, actually, Matthew Gray, everybody. Matt, are you there?
Aloha, Jeff. Thank you for having me.
Hey, aloha. It's been, I have not spoken to you. We've corresponded on the internet, but we have not spoken since you dropped me off there in Oahu after a day of eating that I think I'm still full from. I gotta tell you.
It was great. It was right before you had your beautiful child.
Yes, and it was right before someone went off and got married. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you, yeah. We got married in the middle of Grand Central Station in New York City, so that was a lot of fun in December.
And I hear that it was like a guerrilla marriage. Like you didn't ask for any permits or pull permits. You literally showed up with your team. I mean, how did that go? That's amazing.
It was just an incredible guerrilla experience. There were about six of us there. We were being surrounded by 1,000 different people coming and going during the time. So it was a very colorful way to get married, and it was the only way we would ever choose to do it.
That's awesome. You got to give our love to Kira, please. We miss her.
I will, for sure. Thank you.
So, so you were a food critic for the Honolulu Star. Before that, you were a chef. Fine dining chef and well-known chef. And what made you transition into starting the best food tour in Hawaii?
You know, I was a chef in Los Angeles for many years, places like the Regency Club, Cafe Jacques Roulet in Pasadena, Sunset Gardens in Hollywood.
Wow.
And then I fell in love about 20 years ago with a young lady here in Honolulu, and I decided to give everything away or sell everything I had in L.A. and move to Hawaii sight unseen.
Wow.
And I got into the whole food world here and became a food writer because putting chef behind me, you know, it's a young man's game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was time to do something a little bit different. became a food writer for, actually at that time it was called the Honolulu Advertiser, Hawaii's number one paper, and a natural progression chef, you know, as you move from the kitchens, you move into the more creative aspects of food and dining and entertainment, and so that's really kind of what became the genesis of the food tours.
I can totally testify to all those points, actually. So you have a few tours. So if our friends go to HawaiiFoodTours.com, you have three primary tours, and these are just the ones you're on the site. You also could do private curated tours as well. I personally took the hole in the wall tour because you know, I think like most diners, I want to know like what's on the street. What's the best of the best? And do you want to kind of take us through some of your favorite sites on the Hole in the Wall tour?
Sure. The Hole in the Wall tour is really designed to be the kind of tour that I would want to do if I came and visited you in Los Angeles or wherever you might be. So it's a down and dirty tour where a lot of former chefs like to go. And what it is designed to do is get our guests away from the touristy areas and bring them into parts of town you might call the underground parts of town where they can get that beautiful down and dirty, delicious, inexpensive, and interesting types of foods.
You bet. Let's take people through the spots because I definitely there's so much amazing food porn like in this tour. I mean, you know, I like you want to start with the, I think you took us so in the morning, Andy. He picks us up. He picks Allison and I up. I mean, and it's a small van. It's beautiful. It's him and Kira. There's only like how many people, Chef? I mean, there's only like 10, 15 people on this tour. Or, I mean.
We max out at 13 guests per day. We did that specifically because we wanted to be able to keep the tour very intimate and be able to have face-to-face contact with all of our guests.
And so Matt and Kira take us to Chinatown, right? And I'm a Chinese kid from East LA, from Chinatown here, and I had the best pork buns probably in my life. So Matt,
and
Matt,
you know, you do a pretty incredible pork bun yourself.
I do a pretty darn good pork bun as well, but it totally took me back to my Chinese grandma like roots. So Chef, do you want to talk about that restaurant, those pork buns, and why they're so delicious?
Yeah, you know what that is? That's called the baked manapua. It's kind of a riff on the Chinese charcuterie bao.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the steamed bun that you would have typically around the world, what the Hawaiians did was they kind of borrowed that recipe. They utilized the Hawaiian sweet bread on the outside instead of the steamed dough that you would normally find traditionally. And they stuff it full of, you know, maybe a dozen different fillings. And then you get your choice of this beautiful sweet bread filled with a bunch of gorgeous different fillings.
It's literally like a pillow of sweet bread goodness, right? So so that's sweet, and then it's this kind of salty red cooked pork play, and then, you know, like all great Cantonese Chinese inspired, they glaze it, so there's another layer. So it's just it's texture upon flavor. It's amazing. Give us a few other your favorite stops, Matthew, on your Hole in the Wall tour.
You know, Jay, as you know, we kind of mix up the tour a little bit between savory and sweet throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's something that is has made the tour real popular because everyone has a little bit of a sweet tooth. So we mix and match. We go to some of the famous bakeries here. There's one called Liliha Bakery where we do the cream puff that is called, it's actually called the cocoa puff. So it's a choux pastry filled with a rich, creamy, smooth, and sexy chocolatey filling topped with the chantilly icing.
Oh, man.
And that's been a real, real popular stop also throughout the years.
Oh, man. How many stops are there on this Hole in the Wall tour?
Well, during the day, we feed our guests, as you might remember, somewhere between 15 and 20 different foods. That puts you into the food coma after about 6 hours.
So true. Oh, that's amazing. So, you know, I want to make sure that people understand that Matthew is not just doesn't just run this amazing tour. He should be everyone's resource in terms of where to eat in Honolulu, if not wider. So let's go wider. I mean, let's say, you know, let's step out of the tour really quick. You know, Allison, my wife, and I go to Hawaii. Where is the best place to catch a meal or catch the best sunset and a meal? I mean, give us some of those really romantic things that people who are tourists might completely miss if they don't talk to an expert.
You know, that's a great question, and that's exactly the way I like to position myself, Jed, as Hawaii's food ambassador. So whether or not you take my tour, I always want to make myself available for those who are planning on coming to Hawaii, so they can always contact me, and I'm happy to send them my list of restaurants, of places where they can go for free. I just email it to you. Mm. So I try to fit everybody's request exactly in a customized fashion. So no matter what you might be looking for, I have some suggestions and ideas that I could send you to.
I think it's time for more food porn. So, okay, so give us maybe one or two places we have to eat right now when visiting Honolulu or visiting Oahu.
Well, you know, you just mentioned sunset a minute ago, and a lot of people do come to Hawaii so they can grab the gorgeous sunset and have the photo opportunity and just be able to kind of kick back and watch that. So there's a hotel here called the Halekulani in Waikiki, which is the top-rated resort in Waikiki Beach, and I always suggest people go there because every day before sunset, a former Miss Hawaii dances hula. She's accompanied by a three-piece Hawaiian band. It's right on the water, and it's the most magnificent setting you'll ever want to have for a sunset. It's romantic and delicious. They have a coconut cake there that is legendary that I can also slip you the recipe for.
Wow.
And so normally what I would do is go to the hotel next door, which is the Outrigger Reef on the beach, grab some 350 Mai Tais, get loaded over there at the reef, and then walk next door to the Halekulani and watch the expensive sunset.
Matthew knows how we party, Andrew. He totally does. He gets it. He gets it. You know, you don't need to spend a ton of money to have an amazing time. I mean, that's so awesome. Okay, so also now on the other end, I went to a place called Straits Cafe, right? So some of us want to go. We go on these, you know, Hawaii, like Oahu tours. I mean, we go on these vacations. But where do locals eat? Like, where would an Anthony Bourdain or like a Zimmern go eat? And where would you take them if they had one meal for dinner?
You know, there's a good question that you asked there because when Andy was in town last week, I took him to Side Street Cafe or Side Street Inn, which is a place that Bourdain did on one of his shows, surrounded by a lot of the chefs here in town, and it's a wonderful
place to go there on a regular basis, Matthew.
They do, right? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolutely a place to go for dinner. Lunchtime, I might skip it, but nighttime, it's bustling and it's pretty magnificent, and food is served family style. And you see a lot of us food people, professionals, and so on, having drinks and just enjoying the kind of talk story energy that we do here. So I think that's where you'll find a lot of food professionals. It's not fancy by any stretch. It's very, very casual and comfortable type of place and really delicious.
That's awesome. So that was Side Street Cafe, right?
Yes, Side Street Inn is its exact name.
Okay. And Andy, any other highlights from the trip, the little excursion you and Matthew took together?
Well, you know, we did actually go to Side Street for lunch, which was pretty incredible. Matthew, just for a second, do you want to talk about Leonard's? Because it's kind of a classic. It might not be unknown, but it is a classic.
Sure. Everybody reads about places to go to when they come to Honolulu. And Leonard's is another bakery that specializes in the Portuguese malasada.
Mm.
And at its very core, what that is sweet yeast bread dough fried and then rolled in sugar. So two of my favorite words, fried and sugar. They're made to order. They're hot. They come out fluffy. They're amazing. And it's a memorable experience for people who visit Honolulu.
I can't tell people how important it is to get out of your hotels, right, and eat locally. Because I would equate Hawaii or Oahu to, like, New Orleans. There's so many great hole-in-the-wall places that will – and you'll definitely gain 20 pounds on a two-week trip. I mean, absolutely for sure.
You could.
Guys, it's HawaiiFoodTours.com, and they have a great Facebook page, too. Just search Hawaii Food Tours. You'll see the picture of Matthew driving his awesome van. You'll see Kira on there. Matthew, it's great to talk to you, as always, and please always occasionally let us know what's going on in Oahu, okay?
Fantastic, guys. It was really great to be on. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Matthew.
Guys.